Our strong cold front has moved across the area. Timing on the rain yesterday worked out pretty well. We did have a few claps of thunder. Did manage one severe thunderstorm warning, but the strongest winds were about 40 to 50 miles per hour, and there are no reports of any, certainly no significant damage. A few small trees or a branch or two may have been dropped. And otherwise, rainfall amounts with the fast-moving system, also about what we expected, 1/10 to 1/3 of an inch on average. But there were a few spots that managed to sneak in a half inch of rain, which was really not a bad thing. We needed that rainfall. In fact, it had been since November 10th since we had significant rainfall, which, if you might recall, was a hurricane by the time it got to us, Tropical Storm Nicole. And the temperature still managed to reach the lower 80s before the rain and the front arrived, too. So another 80-degree day with temperatures well above average, that average being about 70 degrees. And we'll be below that today, but it's just a quick shot of cool. It will not last long. The pattern is not a chilly one, so we'll get little interruptions like we're having today, and that'll be about the extent of it. And even today is not a bad day. There's plenty of sunshine. It's breezy, certainly cooler. The air is drier, so it feels cool, and temperatures will only top out today in the 60s, several degrees below average after a November that was above average by about 3 degrees, a little more than 3 degrees above average, and a month that had greater than average rainfall by about an inch. But that's all because of Nicole, of course, occurring again back on the 10th of November. Otherwise, there were just a handful of days with any measurable rain for the entire month, which is not unusual. November is typically pretty dry. So after today and tonight's rather cool night in the upper 40s to low 50s, we start yet another warming trend tomorrow on your Friday. A little less wind and still a good deal of sun. Temperatures will manage to get into the mid-70s and the upper 70s over the weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday look to be partly sunny and really quite pleasant unless you don't like the mild air during the early part of December. Temperatures running about 10 degrees above average over the weekend. Nighttime lows will drop into the 50s. There will be a tendency for some overnight fog to develop, and we will have a pretty persistent onshore component to the winds out of the east. In fact, quite strong and gusty today out of the northeast, so it'll be chilly and windy at our beaches, rough seas and surf. The winds come down a little bit, become a little more east and then southeast by the weekend, but there still will be a cooling effect at our beaches, so it will be noticeably cooler at the coast, but still nice. And then as we go into next week, it looks like we get even warmer. We'll be 80 plus for at least the next first two, if not 3 days of the work week next week. And so we turn the calendars today to December. So the December averages, average high and low temperatures 70 and 48 today, drops to 66 and 43 by the end of the month, which takes us then to 2023. Hard to believe, 1 month from today. We average in December 2.78 inches of rain, so just under 3 inches. Our sunrise this morning at 7.05 a.m. sets this evening at 5.25 p.m. By the end of the month, on December 31st, New Year's Eve Day, sunrise at 7.22 a.m. Sunset at 5:36 p.m. We only lose 6 minutes of daylight during the month of December, and we start to gain daylight again just a bit by later into January, and certainly, of course, then February and March before we know it. And, of course, as we mentioned yesterday, we've wrapped up the 2022 hurricane season and posted online at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com and our free First Alert weather app. You'll find the recap, both a video version and a written version, dominated, of course, the season by Ian, a terribly strong Category 4 hurricane that hammered the southwest coast of Florida in late September, and then an unseasonably late Category 1 hurricane that made landfall on the east coast of Florida during the first 10 days of November. And had both of those storms having significant impacts on the local area, not near as severe as where they actually came ashore, but quite significant, and that's what this hurricane season is going to be remembered for. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.